Young married women, pray attend to these few lines which I have penned, so will you clearly understand how I obtained the upper hand of my harsh husband, most unkind, who was to cruelty inclined. As by the sequel you shall hear, no mortal e'er was so severe. My birth and education shows I was not qualified for blows, yet I so many did receive that night and day my soul did grieve. My parents had no child but I, therefore their care continually was still to have me married well. Yet under fortune's frowns I fell. A wretched miser married me, whose age was 80 years and 3, and I no more than 17 would I his face had never seen. Before we long had married been, this aged miser did begin to have some jealous thoughts of me, and then began my misery. When I abroad with him did go, perhaps to see a friend or so, if any man saluted me, it straight increased his jealousy. And then at night when we come home, he would with rage and fury foam, nay, likewise kick and spurn me too, while my poor limbs were black and blue. I wondered at the cause of this, or what he found so far amiss, which should create such hateful strife, for I was weary of my life. At length I found the mischief bred within his aged jealous head, and thereupon I found a way his rage and malice to allay. Soon after this we went one night to reap the pleasures of delight among some friends in merriment, the which did cause much discontent. A squire drank a glass to me. I pledged the youth in modesty, thinking no harm, yet nevertheless he did my sides and shoulders dress. His bitter blows I could not bear, therefore next morning I declare, while he was sleeping fast in bed, I with a ladle broke his head. With that he starts and stares about. I stood courageous, fierce, and stout, crying, I'll never be your slave. With that another bang I gave. He with a cudgel run at me. I took a club as well as he, crying, I am resolved to try Who shall be master, you or I? I gave him not a minute's rest, but round the room the rogue I dressed. At length I brought him to his knees, henceforth I'll never you displease. This was his cry still o'er and o'er. Quoth I, will you be jealous more? No, no, I won't, sweet loving wife, if thou'lt be pleased to spare my life. Pray keep your word, I then replied, or else at's foot I'll thrash your hide. You must not think that I'll be fooled, or in the least be overruled. Thus I my husband did subdue, if faith I made him buckle to. Now ever since, the truth to tell, with him I live exceedingly well. He never offers now to fight, but calls me love and heart's delight. Thus loving neighbors you may see, I cured him of his jealousy.